discussing the difference between Gzeilos and Chavalos as opposed to Hodolos Vahavos, we mentioned the distinction between a Shibud which the Torah imposes as opposed to what we term the Hiskaivos Nidas. When it comes to certain cases, Mezikin, Demei Chavala, Gezel, certainly there is no agreement on behalf of the perpetrator that he will in fact pay, but rather very simply the Torah imposes a Chiyuv HaTashlum. And that's very different from cases of Ahava, or cases of Dmei Shmira, possibly cases of Skiras Polim, where certainly the terms of the understanding, the deal was that it would be accompanied by a type of Tashlum. So perhaps this is the difference between those cases. The Chiddush Rav Acha Brei Ravika. When it comes to Gzeilos V'Chavalos, in such an instance, a Torah in Bo Shibud, that the Torah insists that that's done Ayidei Bezen Shel Shlosha, and that is done Ayidei Mumchim. When it comes to a case of Hodos V'Havos, Yischai V'Smidas, so then Rav Acha Brei Ravika argues Midaraisa Chad Amikasher, and the Machlokis are shown in whether in fact there is a need for a Mumcho or sufficient to have a Hedya. Then we discuss the application of Kimnei D'Rabbinei, the Machlokis Rishonim, and that's Sugyan Bava Mitzian Daf Tzadi Aleph Amar Aleph. The Chiddush of Rava that Es L'Nasr Torah Afilu Ba'al Imo, and the Chiddush is even though that Maisibiyah also entails a Chiyuv Misa, Gili Arayas, nonetheless we don't consider that Damim to be Dmei Matana, rather it's considered to be Dmei Znus, Dmei Esnan, and it is also the Mizbeah. The question is, why should that be? If we apply a principle of Kimnei D'Rabbinei, and Bezdin will not enforce a Chiyuv Tashlumin, why is it viewed then as Dmei Znus, as Dmei Esnan, and not just simply Dmei Matana? So Rashi writes the Chiddush Bav Metziyat Tzadi Aleph, but apparently you see, despite the fact that we apply Kimnei D'Rabbinei, nonetheless there is a Chiyuv Latzei Sidei Shemayim, and therefore, when the Chiyuv Tashlumin is made, it is not simply called Matana, but rather it is Dmei Esnan, the Torah Skiras Paolim. And therefore, it is labeled as such Midaraisa, and therefore that cannot be used for Mizbeach. Rashi writes the further Chiddush, whenever you apply a Kimnei D'Rabbinei, also Tfisa works. And therefore, it's not just simply Latzei Sidei Shamayim and Abstract, but the Toveah has the right to be Tofes as well. This I mentioned to you as a lengthy discussion, the Ksos, in the beginning of Simen Chavches. Does this apply in all cases with Zechiyah of Latzei Sidei Shamayim, that Tfisa would work, or is it limited to this example, comparable to Kimnei D'Rabbinei? So I mentioned the Chiddush of the Miriam, Bava Kama Dafayin, that understands the Gemara in a very different way. Not that we apply Kimnei D'Rabbinei, but just that since there is a Chiyuv Latzei Sidei Shamayim, so therefore it's called Dmei Znus, Dmei Esnan. No, here we don't apply the concept of Kimnei D'Rabbinei at all. Why is that true? The Miriam writes the following possibility. The halacha of Risha Achas Atamachayvo, Ar Sugya Sher Yarshiyun Elohim, that means when Risha, when there's a Torah imposed Shibur, then we assume that Bezin can only impose a single Shibur as opposed to two. So if a person, for example, is guilty of Chilul Shabbos, and by doing so, there's a Chiyuv Nezikin, that's Risha Atas Machayvo. What does Shabbos and Nezikin have in common? They're both Torah imposed Chiyuvim. Mashenkin, when it comes to Schiras Polim, here the Miri writes that is Yischaivos Midas, and that is not affected by Kimnei D'Rabbinei. And it's not just simply that since Latzei Sidei Shamayim it is labeled as Dmei Znus, but much more than that. There's a Chiyuv even Betoras Bezdin of Tashlumin, because this is exempt from the case of Kimnei D'Rabbinei. And we pointed out the following Chiddush, that in principle it may be even the other Ashonim. Rashi and Tosus, who understand the Gemara very differently, are also in agreement with this Chiddush of the Miri, that in principle, if something were to be in Yischaivos Midas, it is not governed by Kimnei D'Rabbinei. However, perhaps they argue regarding the following issue, that who says Schiras Polim simply is called Yischaivos Midas? Everyone agrees that the Haktzah, the terms of payment, will be dependent on the agreement of the two individuals. The Shivui HaPa'ula will be determined by the Socher and the Maskir. But the fact that there is such a Chiyuv of Skiras Polim, that perhaps is a Shibud that the Torah imposes, and a couple of examples, as I mentioned, to demonstrate that even in a case where there wasn't an absolute Heskam, like Yor L'Tostei Chaveyo Shalobishus, nonetheless the Torah tells us there is still a Chiyuv Tashlumin B'Torah's Skiras Polim. Good. A further basic distinction between these two categories, Shiva versus Yischavos Midas, is the Sugin Kedush Nadav Yud Gimel Beis, the important Chiddush of Shibude Daraisa or Shibude Darabanan. The Ramin Ksuvas Nadav Memdal Mabeis quotes the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that whenever we speak in the realm of Shibudim, there are two distinct Shibudim. There is a Shibud HaGuf, and there is a Shibud Nafasim. Shibud HaGuf simply means the following. In a case, for example, of a Mazik, in the case of Malva Lova, where there is an obligation that I must pay, I, Betoris Gavra, certainly am obligated to satisfy that debt. So, if I cause damage, I am obligated to pay. I, the Mazik, have a sense of Shibud. What does it mean to say Shibud Daraisa, Shibud Lav Daraisa? You mean to say if you hold Shibud Lav Daraisa, there's no Chiyuv Tashlumin. A Mazik is Potter, and a Lov is Potter. How can that be? Certainly not. This issue is not the Shibud HaGuf, this issue is the Shibud Nechasim. When, in fact, money is owed, does that just simply mean that I, Betoras Gavra, have a certain sense of indebtedness? Or does it mean more than that? That there is a Shibud Nechasim, that the Toveah can foreclose or even be Gove Min HaLokuchos. That's the Machlokes, Shibud HaDarais or Shibud HaDarabonon. Whether all that exists Midarais is a Shibud HaGuf, or additionally there is a Shibud Nechasim as well. The Ritva writes, and that's Sugyan Kedushin and Daf Yud Gimel, what is the meaning of Shibud, the terminology the Ritva uses, at the very end of their Maskel, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, very important Ritva, Shibud is Kinyan Lachatzayim. What does it mean? It doesn't simply mean what we would term a lien or indebtedness, it means much more than that. If I borrow money from you, or if I cause damage to your Nechasim, so therefore, the Nechasim that I own are partially yours. There's a kinyan lachatzayin. Shibud kinyan lachatzayin. So it means much more than betoras gavra. I have a chiyuv tashlum and a chiyuv peron, but it means that my nechasim are considered to be in part yours. After all, you can have a complete kinyan, or you can have a kinyan lachatzayin. The Torah certainly recognizes not only complete bailus, the Torah recognizes partial bailus. The Gemara has just as an example in the end of Bava Basra. Kuf Mem Zayinu Advei is a concept of Deka Leperoso. Let's assume, for example, that this year your field yields a wonderful crop. I go over to you and I want to purchase the rights to next year's crop. Good? So the Gemara says, how can you do that? The Sheet of the Chachamim is in a Makta Dorosh Lebali Olam. The crop doesn't exist yet. How can you make a Kenyan in the Dorosh Lebali Olam? So I'll tell you, look, I can't sell you next year's Peros. They don't exist. So the Gemara Baba Basra Kuf Mem Zayin has a simple solution. Of course you can't be Koner Machna the Peros. But what about Dekel the Peroso? I will be Machna to you this Dekel, that you have the rights of Peros. That's a Kinyan HaGuf of the Dekel. The Dekel is not entirely yours. You can't come up to my field the next day and cut down all the trees. But as far as any Peros that it yields, Al-Pidin, the Dekel is considered to be yours. That's a concept of a kinyan lachatzayim. The Ritva writes the Chiddush, the same thing is true when it comes to shibudim. Shibud does not just simply mean that in principle, if you default, therefore you'll have a right to collect from nechasim. It means that those nechasim are considered to be already knuya lemalveh, lemainaf gemina, right, for purposes of gviya, for purposes of shibudim. Good? The Gemara even writes in the very end of Bava Basra, a very great Kiddush, and Daf Kuf Ayin Hey, a Bechor is notel Pishnayim. Good? But not Pishnayim of everything. A Bechor is only notel Pishnayim of Kol Asher Yimatzeh Lo. Muchsuk, not Rayu, no? So let's assume, for example, someone owes a person money, and that person dies, and the Yarsher being over, is the Bechor titled to Pishnayim? So the Gemara suggests, Bavasra Kufayin Hey, if you hold Shibud Daraisa, that's not called Rayu, that's already called Muksak. It means already the Malveh had a Kinyan on the Nichsei Haloveh, and therefore, if he dies, that will be transferred to the Yarshim. That is not simply a pending Chiyu, but rather, there is an on-hand Kinyan Ve'en that already the Malva or the Nizek will have based on the concept of Shibud HaDaraisa. Good? So So she, but Hagov, everyone agrees it's a din daraisa. The issue was, what about this concept of shibud nechasim? So the Gemara says, l'may nafkamina, what would a difference be whether you hold shibud daraisa or whether you hold shibud drabanan? So the Gemara gives us, right, a somewhat unusual nafkamina. A woman is ill, that is. She's obligated to bring karbanos as a result of her leida, a karban chatos and a karban olah. What happens, right? This is a mission in Kinyan. This is what the Gemara quotes in Kedushin Daf Yud Gimel Beis. A yoledes shehidiyah chatosa. She already brought her karban chatos. And all of a sudden now, umesa. And now she dies. Is there a chiyuv incumbent upon the Yarshim to bring the karban olah? Very great Kiddush. At first glance, we would have thought that, look, a yoledes has to bring karbanos. That's a mitzvah. That's a shibud of dinim amanos. So the Gemara assumes absolutely yes. Not only is it a mitzvah for yoledes to bring these two necessary karbanos, the chatas and an ola, but much more than that. There is a shibud mamam hekdesh. And therefore hekdesh has a monetary claim for the karban that she is obligated to bring. Right? A karban chatas cannot be brought on behalf of a person who is no longer alive. But a karban ola can be brought. That's the case. A yoledes shevia chatasa, and then mesa. The Gemara says, if you hold shibud daraisa, it's a very great chiddush. That means that her nechasim are knuya lehekdish as a result of the chiyuv karban, and the yorshim are obligated now to offer this karban olah. If you would hold shibud alav daraisa, good, she had a personal shibud haguf, but there isn't a shibud nechasim, and therefore the yorshim do not bring the karban olah. Good. So the Gemara says that that's enough kamina of shibud daraisa, shibud drabanan. In the case of yoledes shevia chatos, a very, very great kiddush. So how do we assume in this issue shibud daraisa as opposed to shibud drabanan? So one day in Tosfos, Kedushin Daf Yud Gimel Beis Dermaschel Amar Apata, is that you have to distinguish between different forms of tashlumin, and Tosfos distinguishes between nizikin, or the chiyuv karban that the Gemara mentions, as opposed to amilva balpeh, as opposed to halva. When it comes to cases of nezikin or karban, then we assume shibuda daraisa. When it comes to halva, then we assume shibuda lav daraisa. When it comes to halva, there is a shibud haguf, there is no shibud nechasi, mikra hadin daraisa. A very important chiddush. What is that distinction in Tosfos? So this is exactly, right, our sugya. When it comes to cases of nezikin, when it comes to cases of karban, why should nezikin be any different from a case of alva? Tosfos after terms a milva haksuva v'torah as opposed to milva she'eno ksuva v'torah. Literally it means, right, a tashlumen which is written in the chumash as opposed to not written in the chumash. What, alva is not written in chumash? Of course there's a parsha in kesef talvis amin. Now the Chiddush of Tosfos is the following. What is the basis? What is the mechayim of that tashlum? Is it a Torah-imposed chiyuv? Or is it a hishaibus midas? Tosfos writes the following Chiddush. When it comes to nezikin, when it comes to karban, the Torah imposes a shibud, that is shibud daraisa. The Torah doesn't merely impose a shibud haguf, the Torah imposes a shibud nechasim. Mashenkin, if you think with an instance of Yischaivos midas, that certainly will depend. Normally we'll assume that it's a shibud haguf. If you don't draft the shtar, for example, and you write explicitly in the shtar that the terms of the halva is I am hereby entitled to be goven not only migufo shalove, but also from nichse halove, good, those were the terms, then you have a shibud nechasim. But otherwise, a milva balpeh would not have a shibud nechasim, simply a shibud haguf. That's an important chiddush that Tosfos says of a difference between a Torah-imposed shibud as opposed to hischaivus midas, which is dependent on the understanding between the Toveya and the Nitva. The Rambam has a further distinction. The Rambam writes, Nochuschov v'lomazir. In Perek Dal Halachachav, the Rambam just quotes the Mishnah Bava Kama, Chereshot v'katon pigi asan ra. Don't start up with the katon. it's going to be to your detriment, it will not be to your benefit. If you damage them, you're going to be chayim. But if a katan will cause damage to you, he's a katan, he's a lav bar das, he's not obligated to pay. So therefore, the Rambam writes, if a katan is a lav bar das, so therefore, he is not a bar hachi of tashlumin. And even though the Rambam writes this, in Chov L'mazik, the Rambam in Hilchos Mechirin, in Perachav Tes, Halacha Aleph, Halacha Vav, writes that that's not true when it comes to Mekal Kumemkar. If a katan walks into a store and he purchases something, of course a katan is obligated to pay. Midarais is lav bar das, but midrabanan, a katan is a bar hachi of tashlumin. In Chov L'mazik, the Rambam writes, Pot of the Gamre. In Hilchos Mechira, the Rambam writes, even though Mikra didn't yes, but nonetheless, of course there are times that a katan is obligated to pay. What's the difference in Hilchos Mechira as opposed to Chov L'mazik? That's what the Rav explained this point. Torah imposed shibudim do not apply to a katan. That's the kiddush. Higiyasan ra. We will not be mechayiv a katan, asher yarshiyum, as a mazik. That's the Rama Chov L'mazik. When it comes to cases of Mechira, certainly not true. If it's a Yischaivos Midas, and it's clear to us that even though Midaraisa, the Katan is a Lav Bardas, but he is aware of the terms of the deal. So therefore, of course, right, the terms, in fact, will be binding. And the fruit of fish. The Mishnah above Metzian, Dapsani Dalin, discusses a fascinating case that sounds like Masna Masha Kasa B'Torah. We know the Torah gives us various halachos of Shomer. Shomer Chinam, when he is Chayiv, when Shomer Sachar is Chayiv, and the like. The Mishnah tells us the following. Even though this is true, Shomer Chinam is Potter and Gneva Vareda, but he is Chayiv, and Shvud Arais in those instances, the Mishnah tells us the following. That Masna Shomer Chinam Leos Potter Mishvur, Shomer Chinam can say, look, I'll be happy to watch your chepetz, but when you come back from your vacation, you ask me where it is, if I tell you it was stolen, you have to believe me. You can't schlep me into Beis Din and require a Shvur Daraisa. I'm not interested in making Shvur Daraisa. Good? Or, for example, a Shomer Sach or a Shoel, you can be Masna Levi Potter Mishvur. I want you to pay me for watching because it's difficult for me to do, but I'm not willing to assume responsibility for Geneva Vaveda. If I tell you it was stolen, you can't tell me you're a Shomer Sachar and therefore you're Chayim. So the Mishnah says that's fine. Masna Shomer Chim Leos Potter Mishvua, or Ishoa, for example, Kimi Masna, that he is Potter Mileshalim. So the Gemara asks, is that true? The Torah writes that under these conditions, you're Chayim Ishvua. A Shomer Sachar, a Shoel is Chayiv in Tashlumin. You have a right to make its night to go against the Din Daraisa. Isn't that a Machlokes Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, which is called Masnada Mashakasa B'Torah? The Gemara says, what about Kedushin? What happens if I say, Hareat Mukadeshusli, Amanash She'en Lachalai Sher Ksus Va'ona? A husband is willing to marry this woman, but you should know that the responsibilities of Yishus do not apply. We don't necessarily assume that that is legitimate. If you assume, Rav Meir, ein ana masna mashakasa b'Torah, that's an illegitimate tanai. And as we pointed out in the past, a great chiddush, and what happens in an illegitimate tanai, the chora I would have said, the deal's off. You're willing to marry the woman if and only if you're exempt from sher ksus va'ona. So I should say, nothing doing. No, the Torah doesn't say that. The Torah says if you have an illegitimate tanai, a great chiddush, my sakayam, the Tanai is Batel, they're married, you're obligated in Shir Ksus Vona. And this is a special Kiddush, because this is Rav Meir Shita. Rav Meir is the one who assumes you require a Tanai couple. Which means, what did the Chassan say? I am marrying you if and only if I'm exempt. And if I am not exempt, I'm not marrying you. Say, forget it, that's an illegitimate Tanai. The Mais is Kayim, the Tanai is considered to be Batel. So that's the kasha the Gemara says. What's the difference between sher ksus va'ona, the shibudim of ishus, kedushin, as opposed to a case of a shomer? The Baal cannot make such a tanai, and a shomer is allowed to make a tanai. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara answers the shani hacha. The case of a shomer is different because me'ikara lo shibed nafshin. That's the Lashon HaGemara. May Karalo Shivin Nafshe. He never agreed to anything more. Initially, he never took upon himself that responsibility. That's why the Shomer Chinam is Potim in Ashvua. That's why the Shomer Sachar is Potim in the Shalem. He never agreed to more. So what's the obvious kasha? And how is that different from Kedushin? The Baal never agreed to more. This is the lengthy Tosus and Tzuvos. The Tosus that begins on Daf and Vavam and Aleph, the Daf and Vavam and Beis, Ramaskal Hare, how is Kedushin different from the case of Shomer? May Karlo Shibei Nafshe. He never assumed more responsibility. And the Chassid also never assumed more responsibility. Mechatesi, what's the difference between the two of them? Good? So Tosus writes exactly this distinction. Why is it that you're obligated in Shirksus Valamah? That's Yischaibus Midas. Because you happen out of the goodness of your heart to agree that you are going to provide this to your wife. Shirksus Valamah is a Torah-imposed shibur. That, Rav Meir says, you have no right to tamper. That's a problem. Asa Masha Kasa Torah. Is that true when it comes to Shomim? Here Tosa says no. Why is a Shomer obligated for Dine Shmira? Tosa says Lashon. Mishabdim Atzman. L'chol HaKosu B'Parsha. The reason a Shomer is obligated is because, right, he obligates himself to the terms of the Parsha. And Hilkaf Tosa says, B'makom Shem Mishabdim Atzman Turim. And if he never agreed to it, he's not chayim. Tosa says that the terms of marriage are not for grabs. The terms of Shomrim certainly are. The Torah gives you various models of Shmirim. The reason you are chayiv is because that was the Yischaibus Midas. And if you were to change the terms of the Shmirim, the halacha allows you absolutely to do so. Not true when it comes to Shirksus Vona. The Torah does not desire a marriage that lacks such responsibility. Sometimes it's hard to know. How do you know that what is true of Kedushin is not true of Shmira? If you look, for example, in Shif Mekubetzes, there in Bava Metzia, Daf Tzani Dali, Demaskal, Afilu Tema, Shif Mekubetzes makes a very important point that when it comes to Shirk Sus Va'ona, there's an Isser Lav. The Pasuk says, Lo Yigra. When it comes to Shomim, there's no Isser. The Torah doesn't say that a Shomer must do A, B, C, and D, and there's an Isser in order to alter. The Torah doesn't say that. If the Torah just presents you with a menu, with categories, it also says, Yischaibus Midas. And you can make a tenai as long as both parties agree to patim in ashua, patim in tashlumin. Not true when it comes to issues. There's an isra of liigra. If there's an isra which is involved, then we don't assume masna masha kasa the Torah. Obviously, the Torah is imposing. And the Torah says this yes and that no. The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvah says it's similar. Right? Ha'ara? That Masna Masha Kosev Torah applies when the Torah has an Isser Lav. The Ramban is found in the Hosafos to Sefer Mitzvos and Mitzvah Yabeis. This is relevant for the Shabbos' Kriya Sator. Whether Lo Yuchal Levaker, right? You can't switch around the Chelek of the Bachar. Is that an Isser Daraisa? Is that not an Isser Daraisa? The Ramban counts it as an Isser Lav. And he writes, since it's an Isser Lav, that should be subject to Machlokas Rabbi Ramey regarding Masa Masha Kosev Torah. That's the context that Ramban. What's the difference between Shibudei Ishus as opposed to Chiyuvei Shmira? Chiyuvei Shmira is Yischaibus Midas. And therefore, that's not called Masha Masa Kosev Torah. If I were to say, I'm willing to be a Shomer Chinam, but you can't impose a Shvuah. I'm willing to be a Shomer Sofka, but I'm willing to be Potter in cases of Geneva. There's even a fascinating further deal from the Shittim Mekubetzes. And that's Sugya Bava Metzia to the Masech Masnisin. When it comes to that Tanai of a shoel or a shomer safar. What does the Mishnah say? That a shoel can make a tznai that he should be potter mi l'shamay. What's the tznai of the shomer chino? The shomer chino can make a tznai, he'll be potter mi shvur. Shito Kubetzes makes the following very interesting ha'ara. Can't you have a case of a tznai for a shomer chino mazal to be potter mi tashlumin? No? Why doesn't the Mishnah say, Masna Shomer Chinam Yos Poptim and Atashlamim? What would that be? I agree to watch your chayfets, but I want you to know, if I'm Poshea, I'm going to be Poptim. No? The Mishnah just mentions the Tznai, Ti Poptim and Ashur. You have to believe me if I say it was stolen. The Mishnah doesn't mention the Tznai that a Shomer Chinam can make to be Poptim Min Atashlamim. So the Shita Mukubetzis just has the following ha'ara, that apparently that's not a legitimate tznai. A Shomer Safer can make a tznai ti potter from Gneiva Vaveda. A Shomer Chinam can make a tznai potter min Ashvua. But it's not a legitimate tznai for a Shomer Chinam to state that, yes, I agree to watch the Chayfetz, but you can't hold him responsible for cases of Pshin. Why is that true? Why is Pshin indifferent from a case of Gneva Vaveda? So this perhaps fits in beautifully with the Chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam writes in the Poskirus, Peretveyez Halacha Gimel, why is it that a Shomer Chinam, or any Shomer, is Chayiv Nepshia? Is that Midinei Shmira? Yischavus Midas? Or is that something entirely differently? The Rambam writes a fascinating Kiddush. You know where a Shomer is chayiv for Poshea? The Rambam writes because Poshea Maziku. Negligence is a form of Ezek. Poshea Maziku. The Rambam writes an unbelievable Kiddush that even cases like Karkos or Avadim and the like, which are exempt from Dinei Shmira, that doesn't apply to Pshia. Because Poshea is chayiv b'toras mazik. The Ravid can't believe that that's true. Right? That Dine Shmira, when it comes to Pshia, is b'toras mazik, not b'toras chiyuv shomer. That's the Shitas Rambam. Poshea maziku. That Rambam with the Shita Kubet says, beautifully. If the entire reason that we don't argue that this is called Masna Mashikasa b'torah is because it's a pure Yischaivus Nidas. It's not that the Torah creates the imperative, as it does when it comes to Yishus. That's not true when it comes to Pshia. The Torah does not give license to the Shomer to be Poshea. Poshea Maziku. And that's perhaps, the Shiva Getzus points out, the Dafka, why Masna Shomer Chinam Potter Min Hashvua, but not Min HaTashlumin. Here, Soloveitchik pointed out a further issue. We know that there is a Shomer Chinam. We know that there is a Shomer Safar. What about a Shomer Aveda? Is that Dino Kishomer Chinam or Dino Kishomer Safar? So the Gemara tells us above a comment, Afnum Vav Medeis, right, the Kiddush of Yosef, a Shomer Aveda is Dino Kishomer Safar. Why should that be true? What am I, the Shomer Aveda, tangibly gaining that you should consider me to be a Shomer Safra, that I should be Chayiv in cases of Gneiva, Vaveda? So the Gemara has two different explanations of Rabbi Yosef. One is a great Kiddush, what we call Prutid Rabbi Yosef. No? What is that? There is something that the Shomer Aveda tangibly gains based on the principle of Osek B'mitzvah Fatam HaMitzvah. All right, great Kiddush. No? If I'm in the process of being Meshav Aveda and an Ani will come to me, I can legitimately say to Dani, I can't give you now. I'm Osek the mitzvah, I'm Potem and I'm mitzvah. So therefore, prove to the Rabbi Yosef, right? There is something tangible that the Shomer Aveda is receiving, a great Kiddush. Even though that conceptual Hana certainly is not Machmas, the other individual. It's not Machmas, the Bala Chayfetz. It's lahalacha because of the principle Osek Mitzvah Patra and Mitzvah. That's one explanation. The Yosef, the Gemara says, that's sufficient to label the Shomer Aveda as a Shomer Safa. He's not Bechinam. There is something that he is gaining. Fruit of Rabbi Yosef. Very great. Good? What's the other has for the Gemara? No, not Fruit of Rabbi Yosef. That alone would not be sufficient grounds to render him a Shomer Safa. You know why he's called a Shomer Safa? You know what the Lashon HaGemara is? Rachmana Shabdei Bal Karcha. Rachmana Shabdei. The Torah imposes the Chiyuv. What's the Chiddush? When it comes to a normal case of a Shomer, why is a Shomer obligated to watch? What's the bottom line? Schaivos Midas. No? He agreed. He willingly entered into the situation. If the whole basis of Chiyuv is Schaivos Midas, you know what? You can be mechayiv yourself, shomer chinam, shomer sachar. You can make a tnai, master mashakas of the Torah, whatever you like to do. Why is the shomer aveda obligated? Because he willingly was mechayiv himself. No, rachman hashamdei. The Torah insists that he must do so. The Torah tells us losuchul yisalim. The Torah insists that he has to return this chepetz. That's not his chayvus midas. Sham de rachmana. You know what the chiddush of Yosef is? If you're talking about his chayvus midas, could the Torah give you a menu of options? Good. You can mechayv yourself to A, B, C, D. Wonderful. If the Torah creates a shihud, there's no pturin kneva v'aveda. The Torah insists on the highest level of shmira. What is the highest level of shmira? Shomer sacha. Yishai and Geneva Baveda. That the Torah imposes. The Torah doesn't impose a Shmira Pchusa. The Torah imposes a heightened Shmira of Shmir Ma'ula. It's true that there is a show of its height even Ba'onsin. That's for a very different reason. That's not a Chiyuv Shmira, no? What was the show supposed to do? Prevent the earthquake? Prevent the hurricane? Show is a completely separate halacha. He's Nichnas Tachas Abayim. Shomer Aveda has a Chiyuv Shmira. What is the highest responsibility of Shmira that the Torah envisions? You should have prevented what? Right? Not only Pshia. You have to prevent even cases of Geneva of Aveda. That's Poshut Shan the Gemara. Right? The difference between a Shomer HaPikadam as opposed to Shomer Aveda is Rachmana Shabdei Bal Karcha. As opposed to Shomer Pikadam, there Huatzma. Shibe midaito. No? That's the difference between cases of Yischavos Midas as opposed to instances of Shibe. Good? This is why the Gezelos V'Chavos as opposed to Dos V'Chavos are not just isolated instances, right? But they represent, right, fundamentally different categories of Chiyuv Eit Hashomer. What is an example of Gzela? After all, our Mishnah tells us Zelos v'chavalos v'shlosha. How is it that you would define a case of gezel? So Rashi, the Ramasul Gzelos, at the very beginning of the Bezim and Aleph, tells us the following. The case of gzela is kofra b'pikodo to mishashalach b'yan habigazla. One who denies that he has the pikadon, for once he is shaleach boyad, once he utilizes the chayfetz improperly, he is considered to be a gazlan. And then Rashi tells us v'chein, hachotef miach chavero habigazlan, or if you overtly grab that which is not yours, you take the chayfetz of another, that of course is considered to be a gazlan. Where do you see that that's true? Rashi quotes the pasuk in Shmuel Beis, "Vayigzla sachanis miyad hamitz." What is it that is troubling Rashi? Now the Torah tells us, "Gzelos require three more." Rashi tells us you should know. Number one, gezel means chotef miyad chavero. And how do you know that that is a gazel? There's a pasuk in Shmuel that demonstrates that's an act of gezel. And what about in the Parshas HaShomer? Where do you find a Chiyuv Gezel? If you're Kofar B'Pikadon, coupled with the case of Shlichus Yad. That is what our Mishnah tells us, the Gzelos V'Chavalos V'Shlosh. why Rashi even bothers to tell us the case of Kofra Bechikada. If I were to ask you, what is a Gazan? The first thing that would come to mind is Kofra Bechikada. So the Chiddush Yashe Hashem points out, in the very beginning, the Falaf of Aleph and Dapei Harif, because the Gemara is going to derive this from the whole Sukhi of Parshios, from Mishpatim. The context is Shomrim. So that's why Rashi is giving you an example of Gezel as it applies to Shomrim. Because the Psukim, the Gemara is going to quote, comes from the Parshas HaShmira. And then the Gemara mentions the concept of Era Parshios. So good. So we understand why Rashi now goes out of his way to tell you a case of Shomer, because that is the context where we will derive Dina Mamanos Mishlosha, Gzez Chavalos Mishlosha. Difficulty still is the following. Is that in fact true? That a Shomer is only Dino Kigana for Gazlan when it's Kofru Pikadon coupled with Shlichus Yad? And without Shlichus Yad, you are not considered to be a Gazlan? You get the impression from Rashi, if one would be Kofru Pikadon alone, there's no need for three Mumchim. That's not called Zelos. The Gemara Bava Kama, Daf Kofayim Adbeis, tells us the opposite is true. The Gemara tells us that Amar Rav Sheshes, HaKofra B'Pikodom, Kfira alone, Nasal of Gazlan V'Chayim V'Onsin. At that point in time you become a Gazlan, and you're Chayim V'Onsin, even though up until this point you were just a Shomer, and your Chiyuv was only to avoid Pshia, or at most to avoid Gneva Vaveda. Kofra B'Pikadam, Naslav Gazlan V'Chayavons. So we understand why Rashi wants to give us a case of Gezel as it relates to Pikadam, because of the Parsha. Kofra B'Pikadam is sufficient. Why is it necessary to have Shlichus Yad as well? If you look, for example, in Chiddushei Haran, on our opening sugya, the Chiddush Haran gives us examples of Gezel. First, the most obvious case, Shechotav Eze Chepetz, the person outright steals. Oh, Sholach Yad, or else a Shomer Hiyo Shleach Yad. Oh, Kofra B'Pikadon, or Kfira. It's good. The classic case of Gezel is Lekichas HaChepetz. And you want the case as it relates to Shomrim? I'll give you two examples. Shlichus Yad or Kfir B'Pikadon. O Shalach Yad, O Kofar B'Pikadon. Why is it that Rashi requires Shlichus Yad? And apparently Kfir B'Pikadon is insufficient. If you look at Arach Haner, it suggests a very great Chiddush, the Luli de Mistafina. He thinks that Nafal Tos, Batokos Rashi, this can't be what Rashi meant. It shouldn't be Demisho Shalach Bayad. It should be like the Chiddush Iran. O Misho Shalach Bayad. Either Kfirib Pikadam or Shlichus Na. Not and Shlichus Ya. Otherwise, against the Gemara Bava Kama that tells us that Kofrib Pikadam is considered to be sufficient. Why is it that Shlichus Ya should be necessary in our case? I'll even ask you the following. The very member of Rosh Hashanah, no? Kof because Naslav Ganav. Good. The Kof B'Kadon, you become a Gazlan. And therefore what? Rosh Hashanah says, V'chayiv Ba'onsen. Why does Rosh Hashanah specifically mention Chayiv Ba'onsen? If you're familiar with the halachas of Gnev and Gzela, you'll know that being a ganav or being a gazlan has many nafkaminas lahalacha. One of which is that there's a chiyuv onsen. That's not just the extent of a chaloshem ganav a ganav. There are many different halachas. Why is it Rav Sheshes writes that one who is kof b'kadon is the gazlan, namely he's chiyuv onsen? And if you look in Rashi, for example, the Rashi in that sugya, in Bava Kama Daf Kofei Madeis, the Ramas Chol Gazlan, Rashi stretches this nafkamina. Rashi writes the following, Mishas Kfira, once you're kofa pikadam. Mikan ve'elech ein lo din shomer chinam. No longer are you considered to be a shomer chinam, but now you are a gazlan, vis-a-vis regarding the chiyuv onsin. What does that mean? The halacha of shomer chinam is paka. Now you become a gazlan. And this is all true as far as the chiyuv onsin is concerned. Again, what exactly is the chiddush of Rashi? And why is it that Rav Shesha stresses that this is true as far as the chiyuv onsin is concerned? As though Rav Shesha is arguing regarding A, onsin, you become a gazlan, but maybe regarding B, C, and D, you are not a gazlan. Is that true that there are two halachos of ganef and gazlan? When it comes to Yisurei Torah, there certainly is a division of various different forms of Yisurei. Some Yisurei Torah, the Yisur clearly, right, is an Yisur Gav. The Avera does not relate to the particular Chayfetz at all. Let's say, for example, Chilul Shabbos. The Pasuk says, L'sas l'cham alacha. It's Yisur Gavr. You are not allowed to eat Mechal Shabbos. The Chavtze itself is unaffected by the fact that it was the object of Chilul Shabbos. We assume l'halacha there's a concept of Maisa Shabbos. Sometimes a Mabashal b'Shabbos, the Chavtze will be Nesar. Yeah, but we assume the halacha or Yudar or Meir, that's only a knas d'rabanan. And therefore differences between shogeg meizit, onus and ratzon, for you, for someone else. Yeah, midinei knas. But the halacha of Shabbos is considered to be from the perspective of Gavra. When the Mishnah, Shabbos, the Vayim Gimel tells you, lamates malachos. The Mishnah doesn't tell us what? Zaria, Afia. What does it tell us? Right. Zoreya, Ofe, one who? No? The entire corpus of Malacha Shabbos is from the perspective of the Mechalel Shabbos, the Balavera, not from the perspective of Chavtze. And there are other Yisurim, well, certainly that's not true. There's an Yisur Gavra, but the Avera also impacts, affects Chavtze as well. If there's an Isser Avodah Zarah, for example, it doesn't simply mean that the Gavr is Chayav Isser because he was Oved Avodah Zarah, but they're halachos. The Chavtze becomes a Chavtze Shel Avodah Zarah. At times the Chavtze is Tone Srefa, it's Tone Biur. It's also the Gavoa, also the Mitzvah, also the Akrava. Certainly you can't argue that Avodah Zarah is simply an Isser Gavr that doesn't impact at all on the Chavtze. What about when it comes to cases of Geneva Vavim? There as well. Geneva Vavim is not only true from perspective of Gavra, that I violated Nisra Vosigno, or violated Nisra Vosigzo, but the Maisa Geneva Gzela relates and impacts Chefza. There's a concept of a Chefza Hagozo, like a Barazara. I've often quoted to you Yerushalmi in Shabbos, the Kufayim of Days. Yerushalmi tells us the following Kiddush. HaKorea Almeso B'Shabbos. The person Rachman al-Aslan hears, a relative is Nifter on Shabbos. And he rips Kri on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, the Bavli, Kufayim of Days, Afal Pisha Machalas HaShabbos, Yotzi Yedei Kri. You shouldn't have done so. You shouldn't have ripped Kri on Shabbos. You wait till after Shabbos. But nonetheless, you did so. You fulfilled the mitzvah of Kri. So the Yerushalmi asked the Kasha. That's it. Your Shabbos Kufim obeys. My Shnami Matzah Gzuva. Why isn't that called a mitzvah Habab Avera? What's the difference between ripping Kri on Shabbos as opposed to stealing Matzah? And Shami answers unbelievably. When it comes to Shabbos, who the Avid Yisurim? Gavra. When it comes to Matzah Gzula, Taman Gufa Avera, Cheftzes Nesa. That's what Yishami writes. Yishami unbelievable Kiddush. In order to call something a mitzvah of Avera, and therefore this object cannot be used for the purpose of a mitzvah, you must be dealing with the type of Avera that impacts, that affects, that adheres to the Chefetz. A Chefetz HaGozel, a Chefetz HaNesar. That cannot be used for the purpose of mitzvah. When a person rips Kriya, he's Mechalel Shabbos. A Chefetz is Nesar. To the point that you're going to argue that it's a mitzvah of Avera. A twofold Chiddush in Yerushalmi. Number one, in terms of the details of mitzvah of Avera, the Avera has to apply the Cheftz Shal Mitzvah. Number two is that in Chil Shabbos there's no Cheftz Disura. Mashen Kein, in Gezel, Matzah Zula, the Cheftz is Nesar. That Cheftz cannot be used, the Shem Mitzvah. That's quite an important Yerushalmi. We've often mentioned the Simin paradox, no? If you wouldn't hold like this finish the Yerushalmi, and you would hold that Chil Shabbos can render a mitzvah babi avera, and if a person rips Kriyam Shabbos, he would not be Mechal Shabbos. If he would be Mechal Shabbos, then it would not be like the mitzvah babi avera. Right, the only reason that it's considered to be Chil Shabbos is because he's Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kriya. If we would label it as Mitzvah Bavi Avera, he wouldn't be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kriya, and in turn it wouldn't be called Chil Shabbos. Ripping your coat or your suit or your shirt would be called Kol Mekalkalin Turin. No? It's the Kiyum, right, of the Mitzvah of Kriya that renders it as an act of Chil Shabbos. When it comes to Gezel, so there are two halachas. Number one, Chiyuvei Gneivin Gzela from the perspective of Gavra. Number two, right, Dinei Gneivin Gzela in terms of Chetzel. When a Ganav or a Gazlan is Koneh, it's very clear that he steals something. It's not just that he's violated Nisr Gavra, but rather the Maisa Gneva Gzela impacts. This is certainly indicated in the concept of Kinyane Gneva and Kinyane Gzela. When I steal something, I am Kona the Chetz. They're Kinyanim. I can't take and do whatever I want with it. The pasuk says Vaheshiv Yisagzer Shogazah. There's a chovas hashava, but a ganav or a gazlan has kinyanim b'cheftz. Aside from the iser gnev or gzeil that he violated, where do you see that this is true? That there's a concept b'cheftz of kinyanei gneva, kinyanei gzeila. For example, the Gemara tells us about a kama daf samaches samabeis, the chiddush Rabbi Yochanan. Gozav lo nis yashu habaylim. I steal something from someone. Shneim an yachal hakdisha. Neither the gazal nor the nigzal can be makdish that chayfetz. Because that chayfetz is not the sole chayfetz of the nigzal or solely the property of the gazal. Zelef yishenu shalom. Zelef Yishenu B'shusa. B'shusa also is a form of bilus. It doesn't just simply mean physically it's not in his house. If someone's washing a pikadon for me, the pikadon's not my home. I can be matish that pikadon. But gana, gazam, v'lo nishyashu abana. Any achal hakdisho. The nigzal cannot be magdish because he does not have a complete din bilin. Why is that true? Because a gana or a gazlan has kinyanim. Through his Maisa Gneva, Maisa Gzil, he was Kona the Chepetz. The Torah insists, the Nigzal cannot be Makdashit. The Kinyani HaGadav and Gazlan are Motsi. Midei Baile, Mav Rishonim. Or the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Tzadi Zayin Amar Aleph has a further nafkamina. A great chiddush. If I use my own chafetz, I don't have to pay for use. No? Is a ganav or a gazlan obligated to pay for hishtamshus? A person steals something and he uses it. I steal your boat, I steal your eved, I use the boat, I use the eved. Am I obligated to pay for the hishtamshus of that chafetz? So the Gemara says, Hatokif avdol shel chavero. I steal your eved, va'asur malach, and I put the eved to work. The Gemara says a fascinating chiddush. If you hold that eved is dino kikarka, so karka in an exelus, and therefore I am chayiv to pay for the usage of that eved, for hishtamshus. If eved is dino kimetaltalin, Nigzalim, and therefore I am potter from Hishtamshus. The Gemara tells us a great Kiddush. What does it mean? Karka in Exelis. Or an Evan. Is Dinoka Karka. Avodim in Exelim. You don't violate an Isser of Gezel. That's what it means. You don't violate an Isser of Gezel. What do you mean? Rashi writes, you violate an Isser of Gezel with a Sagas Gvul, no? You take the marker between my problem, your problem, you move it over there. Mr. Geza, what does it mean? Karka in Nigzeles, Avarim in Nigzalim, what does it mean? Chefts, no kinyanim. So the Gemara tells us the following Kiddush. A gazlan who is kona the chefetz is potter min hachishtamshus. If a ganav or a gazlan not have kinyanim the chefts, he's chayiv bad hachishtamshus. So, toke batlo shechev osu malacha. Are you chayav yipotter? Well, that depends. If eved dino kekarka, karkin and exeles, you're chayav. If, however, dino kemetaltzlim, you have kinyanim bechefza, in such a case, you're potter. Vahi ishtamshus. Is he a chiddush? The fact that you are a gazlan that has kinyanim is relevant in terms of hekdish, also relevant in terms of ishtamshus. The Gemara even says in Tmura, the Avavim and Aleph, the whole concept of Shinu Yikone. If I steal your object, I alter the chafetz. No longer am I obligated to return the chafetz to you, but rather, Damim Ba'ama Boy Vishlumile. I pay you for its value. Ganav Eitzim, Vasa Kelim. Why is that true? The Gemara writes in Tzmura and Avav, that's Kinyan Egneva. You're Kona the Chafetz, and therefore you don't return it. You just have to pay for its value. These are indications when it comes to Gneva, Gzela, not just simply in terms of Gavra. There was no Averes Halav, there was no Averes Halav. But there's Halacha of Kinyan Egneva, Gzela, Bechefetza. Even a further nafkamin. The Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, has the following case. A person is Mekadesh in Isha, the Gezel Dida. A guy steals something from a girl, and he's willing to give it back to her as Kesef Kedushin. Kidsha the Gezel Dida. Nope, the Gemara says, look, she's willing to receive that. And she wants to be married to such a person, the Kedushas. The Kedushin is good. What's the difficulty? How is the Kedushin good? Is the Baal presenting the Isha with Kesef, which is his? How is that possible? How is it that we allow Kedushin the Gezel Dida? Rashi writes the following Kedush. Kedushin and Beis Hamadav Damascus the Gezel. Rashi writes the following Chiddush. Kevan de Kibalte, since she receives it, and she's willing to receive it b'shem kedushin, achilte, she is mochelis. What does that mean? She's mochelis what? Mechila? What is she mochelis? Rosh Lareichuk is bothered by the following problem. Mechila. When does Mechila work? When does Mechila not work? So, ABC is a Mechila. A person can be mochel a hischaibus. A person cannot be mochel a davar shebehen. No? I'll give a beautiful example. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Zayin. The Gemara says, how do you feel Eved Ivri? Shtar Shichur. Shtar. The Gemara says, Shtar Lomali. What do you need a Shtar Shichur for? The Gemara says, Lay Malay Ba'ape Trezil? Let just the person say to the Eved in front of others, go free. No? You owe me services. I no longer desire your services. What do you need a shtar for? No? Leim lebape trezil. Let the other just simply say, whatever you owe me, you no longer owe me. That's the kasha of the Gemara. So you ready for the teretz? Amar Rava, zos omeres, eved ivri, gufo kanui. That's pshat of the Gemara. Eved ivri, gufo kanui. And Eved is not a poel. We're simply all that is owed are services. There's a hischaibus of avdus. And it's nitan l'mechila. I can say, don't pay me. Don't provide that particular work. No. That's what Rava says. Gufo kanui. Take a look at the Ramban in that sugya. There's a kinyan haguf. There's a kinyan shal isu. There's a kinyan shal mamon. There's a kinyan. The Eved, even an Eved Ivri, to an extent, is kinui yaladam. There's no mechila. I own a sefer. I am mochel to you, the sefer. I can be makne, the sefer, to you. He can't be mochel adavar shaben. If milva lahotzan itna, the money is yours, and you owe me money, I can be mochel hischaivos. I can't be mochel adavar shaben. That's exactly the shot of Atari, the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Zayin. The Gemara assumed that, look, when it comes to an Eved Kanani is mamish kishoro kichamoro. That's the property of the other. When it comes to Eved Ivri, the person's a kohen, has the Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri can't eat truma? It's not your property. What is it then? Terms of work? I can forego terms. No. That's the Chiddush of Rava. Eved Ivri, gufo kanui. It's not to the same extent of Neved Knani, but there's a kinyan in Chetza that the Adon has on his Eved Ivri. And that's why Mechila does not work. No? Mechila does not work in a Dabar Shaban. So what does Rashi mean exactly? The Chetza is hers, and he wants to present it to her as Kesef Kedushin, and she's dying to marry him. So she's mocheles. How does mechila allow for a kinyan kedushin? Ayyidei mechila, the money becomes his. Transfers rishus. And then he gives it to his kesef kedushin. How does that work? So you know what the Rav answered? The answer is two words. Kinyan egzela. No. As a result of gneva, gzela, the gazlan is konen. Elamai, there's the chovas hashavim. Beheshivis hagzela shergozav. There's a chovas hashavim. You know what the chiddush is? That the chovas hashavim is nitan l'mechila. It's not kinyan behen. Despite the fact that a ganav or a gazlan has kinyanim, the Torah says nonetheless it must be returned. The nigzal, the nignav, has a right to say, I forego that responsibility. You don't have to return the chepetz to me. That's not the kinyan. The kinyan is gneva veda. What is ma'akev, what impairs full kinyanim, is the chovas hashava. A chovas hashava, the Rav explained, that's nitzan mechila. If it would not be for kinyanei gnever gzela, she could be mocheles from here till tomorrow. That would not allow these mouths to be used for kesef kedusha. Good? I'll give you a further example that the Rav is mechadesh. A similar gemara. The gemara in Sanherin daf Ayin Beis. That's the gemara of Baba Machteres, roding. A person is tunneling it into the house. We assume la halacha that dino karode. He's not going to stop simply with just taking your computer. No, he's coming on this nefashos. So Baba Machteres is dino karode. And the Gemara says, incredible chiddush, the Nerdaf Ayin Beis. What happens if Baba Machteres v'shiberes hachavis? He's tunneling into your house, al pedin dino karode, and he breaks a kli. Potter milashan. Why? We just discussed that. That's later amine. No? Nisus poteres es hamamo. And what do you see from this Gemara? Great chiddush, you spent a lot of time on the last month. Apparently you see that rodef is not merely a mitzvah hatzalah, but there's a chiyuv misa incumbent upon the rodef to the extent that we apply the principle of kimnei deravine. Bama machteres says dino b'misa, and therefore kimnei deravine. Good. So bama machteres v'shiber esakli potem. Good. Rav goes a step further. Not shiver esakli, where it's a chiyuv midin rodef and a shivud of nezikim kimnei deravine. Rav says the following chiddush: Ha'baba machteres v'natal kelim. The natal kelim, a person is tunneling into the house with intent of nefashos. He pockets a kli. Rav says potter. How can that be? I understand kimnei deravine is poter chiyuv tashlumin. No? Shiver esakli. There's a chiyuv tashlumin. Midin nezek. Kimnei deravine exempts a chiyuv tashlumin. And here we're talking